Bonneville. The beating drum and melodic cadence of singers filled the Bonneville and District Centennial Center, C2, on June 21. Clad in resplendent regalia, the dancers moved to the music. The day marked National Indigenous Peoples Day, and members of the Bonneville community gathered and celebrated together. During a program in the afternoon, Town of Bonneville Mayor Elisa Brousseau spoke to attendees. "This is an important day to showcase traditional practices and stories, passed down from one generation to the next," she began. "With music, dancing, and food, we honor the culture and contributions of First Nation, Inuit, and Métis people," said Brousseau. She also thanked the Bonneville Friendship Center for hosting the event. Janet Gobert, Director of Operations at the Friendship Center, recognized the volunteers for their work, helping make the event possible. Gobert also gave recognition to the Friendship Center's team. She noted that to deliver health and social programming, as well as provide a food bank and homeless shelter, it requires a team of skilled professionals, knowledge keepers, and more. As the Friendship Center's team stood up, it was followed by a round of applause from the crowd. "Not only does it take a team, it also takes funding," said Gobert, explaining that as a nonprofit, the Friendship Center heavily relies on funding opportunities at the community, provincial, and federal levels, in addition to corporate and individual donations. She recognized Alberta Health Services Honoring Life Program for providing $545,210 to the Friendship Center. Marjorie Lucentale Simpson, OZ project manager, explained the program aims to build resiliency in Indigenous youth. In 2018, Alberta Health committed grant funding to OZ for the program, as part of Alberta Health's Provincial Action Plan for Youth Prevention, according to an AHS document outlining the program. The Friendship Center was among the beneficiaries of the program's first round of funding, allowing the Friendship Center to carry out initiatives for First Nation youth in the community, as well as offering programs around cultural awareness and resiliency training. "In 2022, we are proud to be able to offer continued funding, multiple years of funding, for communities to build and implement their own programs for their youth," said Lucentale Simpson. Following the remarks, the celebrations continued, with performers such as the Edmonton Traditional Métis Dancers, as well as Patrick Mitsuing, who performed at the 2023 NFL Super Bowl.